December 22nd, 2013, Afternoon Service. Today we are going to study Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. As you know, there are some psalms of praises, thanksgivings, and worships, but this one is obviously not one of those. This is about God's wrath on David, but David begging God not to chasten him anymore. David had some glorious time in his life, like the time he was anointed with oil by Samuel, and the victory over Goliath, and being crowned as a king, even though he was chased by the king Saul. But David had some rebellious time too, and he was punished by God for his rebellious deeds. Our lives are similar to David. Not exactly, but in the sense that things never stay the same, and there are some ups and downs. So why is David going through this? It is because of his sins. He says in the verse 3, because of my sin. And also in the verse 4, for my iniquities are gone over my head. God does not become angry for no reason. I don't know about your father, but my father was feared by all of my brothers. We were six of us, and all of us were afraid of him. During the day, we would all be playing around and making a mess in the house, but when we hear that our father was coming home, we would all hurry up and clean up the mess. We had a TV, maybe that was when I was in the fifth grade or so, and the TV was still very special, and the place right next to the TV was my father's seating place. So after he comes home from work, he would first sit there and enjoys his drinks there. So we would all be running into another room, and since I was a slow one, my mother would always shush me into another room. There were some times that he would hit me simply because he was drunk, and that was awful. That should have never happened. But for the most part, he did not really get angry without any cause. And although I should not even compare God the Father with my father, I believe God is the same in the sense that he does not get angry without sin or iniquity in our lives. And it is painful when you are in the middle of experiencing God's wrath, as it says in the verse 2, 3, and 5, saying his wounds stink. And David also says, because of my foolishness. So he knows the reason why he's being punished. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long. I am feeble and sore broken, I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. But because of those experiences, he repented and he made his way straight. And I believe he obtained eternal life. So this affliction actually was good for him if it resulted with his path being straightened. You know, if I say this to those who are still going through some afflictions now, they would just hate me for saying this. But I have to be careful with words when I say so. But the Bible also says that if your right hand sins, cut it off, and if your right eye causes you to sin, take it out. And it is better than having the whole body and still entering into Gehenna for eternity. I know someone like that. He would go to church and pray, but he was very stubborn, and he would not change nor repent. And he ended up having some kind of physical problems with his arms and legs, and had a car accident and ended up being handicapped. And he was still stubborn. Yes, it is better to lose your arms and legs than entering into Gehenna with the whole body. But much better solution would be not to be so stubborn and repent and obey quickly. You know a kid who refuses to go home after playing in the playground, and the grown-up would say, "It's time to go home," and then he refuses to go by kicking and screaming. But God is always right, and we should not be like that kid. I don't know if this is a good example, but you know the famous author named Ayako Miura? She is a devout Christian and a writer, but she was not so committed from the beginning. She suffered from some disease of spine for a long time, and she was bedridden until she was 38 or something. But during her illness, she found Christ, and as she dedicated herself more and more, she gradually got better, and she ended up marrying another good Christian man and continued to write her wonderful books, which brought many people to Christ. Of course, life without such illness would be so much better. And she was an extremely bright person. You could tell from her writing. Sometimes it almost sounded a bit arrogant. For example, when she was in school, she would solve all the math problems faster than her teacher. And I also listened to her speech on tape, and she was a great speaker, and who knew how to captivate the audience, and a good writer, of course. So with all the talent, it is very possible that she would have become a very arrogant person without the illness. Who she was and her devotion to Christ was formed. They were formed during this hard time. And also she obtained the eternal life, so it all worked out for good. I know some would be upset to hear me speak about other people's tragedy like that, but I really think God can use us and mold us in such a way. So when you get slapped by God, it is only for good. You see a little kid who cries when he gets slapped because it hurts. But when you think about this child's future, it is only for good. Yes, God is harsh in my opinion. When I sinned, and I was expecting a certain level of punishment, and his reproach was usually much, much bigger than what I had expected. Maybe because I was stubborn. But he had his own reason, and as the proverb says, one who spares his rods hates his sons. And since God wrote the proverb, he's certainly acting out on his teaching to his children. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength fails me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. As you receive punishment from God, you become so weary, and you start losing light. And without light, you cannot see anything. So when people are talking about before the Great Tribulation era, that means they're not seeing things correctly. That's why they don't see the very fundamental facts, like all the Christians are justified in the end time. Stories of seeing and being blind repeatedly appear in the Bible. Like when a blind man was brought to Jesus, Pharisees asked Jesus whether this man was blind because of his sin or his parents' sin. And Jesus said it was neither, but for the glory of God. Jesus also said to the Pharisees that their sins remain because they choose not to see. If they are really blind, then they did not sin, but they saw, but they chose not to see, so their sins remained. I was no exception, since I was also blind before. For I used to believe in false doctrine about the Great Tribulation, and also was deceived by Benny Hinn-like charismatic leader, believing that that person was truly a God's vessel. But even if you're blind, as the old blind people who sought Jesus got healed, if you seek Jesus in prayer, He will open your eyes. And that's what happened to me. When you seek Him in prayer, you will see and learn. Like I told you about the publisher this morning, when I prayed much, I was able to find solution in a way that was definite and gave me an idea of having the distributor involved. I learned all the ideas from seeking God in prayers. So seeking is a very important thing. Verse 11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. David actually had someone who was after his life, and he actually had all the troubles. I think it is the same in our lives too. Not in a literal sense, but when we live as a follower of God, there will be a time when we are weak or we fall, and there will be forces that try to bring us down in our weakest moments. Satan is working from the time of Adam and Eve, and then his purpose is to steal our eternal life with God. He deceives people like he did to Adam and Eve. Even when we become Christians, we could still be deceived by the knowledge or intellectual understanding of the Bible. As we reviewed this morning, that can be a deception. The Left Behind series is also a deception, since it promotes the hype of this pre-tribulation era. If you start listening to everything, like Pope accepting the evolution theory, and at the same time try to believe in the story of Adam and Eve created by God, and you end up being so confused. Also, the verse says, they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. Please do remember that this is the way Satan attacks people, by whispering deceit and lies into your ear all day long. He tells us lies, and you should know if you have been Christian for many years. Satan did that to Eve in the Garden of Eden by telling her, did God really say? Satan was very convincing, and Eve got weakened and started saying, I thought we were not supposed to eat, we were not even supposed to touch it. And when the Satan saw that Eve was losing confidence, he told her that she would never die if she ate the fruit. The same Satan is still working and doing the same to all of us. And some believe the lies and like Eve and choose destruction. And others refuse to listen to the lies and hold on to the truth to the end, like John and Paul. So do not think that Satan is not whispering lies to your ears now. If you think that you have nothing to do with Satan's scheme, you need to deepen your walk with Christ a bit more. That means that your walk has been shallow and has not dealt with the spiritual world yet, for your Christian life has been dealing only with the things and people you see with the natural eyes. If you have been dealing with if you have been doing the spiritual battle, you learn to discern the voice of liars and the voice of the truth teller. If you cannot discern those voices, you cannot fight any fight, and you will be dragged into the wrong doctrine or belief. So you should know that Satan is a deceiver. Like this problem we had with the book publisher, I heard the voice like, we might never publish the book, or I also have to accept and respect the company's way. But as I prayed, I felt like God told me to be very firm with them and tell them what's wrong with them. So that's what I did, and even raised my voice. And it turned out to be better that way. And they felt bad too and ended up doing what they're supposed to do. So it is important to discern God's voice and the voice of others. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. So even when you're in such a place of pain, the best solution is to seek God, as the verse 15 says. I am trying to make this church like that, to seek Him first in prayer, and not spend so much time on people issues. So although we are seeing delays in the book publishing, we are moving forward still. And we have a beautiful cover design, and we have already received a few hundred pre-orders. So we are doing very well for self-publishing. And I believe this is all because of our prayers, because we know that God hears us. The verse 17, For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they're strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the things that good is. Now, this is so true. That happens to all of us. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. So here we see that seeking God is the right way and the only way to deal with the problems. Of course, we all sin, but when we sin, we repent and correct ourselves quickly. And when we are in such a weak place, Satan's attack is expected. And you look at David's life. He fell, but he also picked himself up and corrected himself, and he was again used by God. He loses his title as a king and chased by his own son, but he comes back as a king again. So we need to seek God like David did in our lives too.